Chaz Holder with Holder Wealth Management, investment advisors here in town. Chaz, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on today.
Been a little while since we talked with you guys. What's been going on? How have things been?
Well, things have been pretty good. The markets continue to perform well. We have some significant tax legislation on the horizon. U.S. economic data supports a healthier economy, and I kind of joke that as an investment advisor, it's difficult to not be liked by your clients right now. The Dow Jones is up almost 18% for the year, S&P up over 14%, Wilshire 5000 up nearly 14% for the year. Internationally, the MSCI EAFE Index is up just over 17%. This is a blended index of large and mid-cap companies across developed markets, excluding the United States and Canada. The MSCI Emerging Markets Index is up around 29% for the year. So it's certainly been a robust year for equity markets across the board. On the fixed income side, the S&P's blended U.S. bond index has returned 3% for the year, which, when it comes to fixed income, that's really not too shabby either.
So a great year in the market. What do you attribute those returns to?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I don't think there's any one particular factor that can explain the great returns we've seen across most asset classes. Global economies are healthier. That's really kind of the broad way to explain it. No question about that. But here are some highlights. China's growth rate, 6.9%, exceeding expectations. U.S. GDP in the second quarter rose 3.1% annualized. Third quarter GDP growth is expected to come in right around that or maybe just below that. Jobless rates falling in the United Kingdom, 42-year low. U.S. household incomes are rising, so that's an important factor that's been missing for a while. U.S. factory activity is at a 6-year high. The Fed's interest rates are still on track for increasing, an indication of what the Fed believes is a healthy economy. U.S. companies post best profits in 6-year period. Housing starts as strong, and I could go on and on, running out of breath. And in contrast, there really hasn't been too much negative news, and certainly no real significant negative news.
And so, those of us that are investors, you know, we've benefited. How did the tax plan and you know the politics? How are they affecting these market results?
Yeah, great question, and one where there are really a lot of different answers out there, probably based on your political affiliation. But we've probably all heard by now the phrase the Trump bump, which refers to the bump in markets that occurred after Trump was elected, and largely as a result of the market's expectation of Republican-esque policy changes. To a large extent, though, Trump has been ineffective at having his laws passed in Congress. I think the tax reform has the best chance of getting passed, but new legislation, I should point out, is only a part of the Trump administration's influence on the economy. So Trump is in control, directly or indirectly, of most of the government agencies. And these government agencies can make their own rules and regulations, which have the same force and effect of laws, and they can do this largely without congressional oversight. So this area of agency law, dealing in rules and regulations, is where the Trump administration is having the greatest impact. His administration is focused on deregulation, reducing the amount of rules and regs that businesses have to deal with. And this is all happening kind of quietly, really. You know, it's things like repeal and replace legislation, tax reform that catches the headlines. You know, not whether, say, the EPA is changing a rule to allow a power company to handle its waste differently. But, you know, both of those things are important.
And so what's been the impact of that?
Well, you know, I don't think it's hurt markets any. You know, less administrative compliance for a business is generally better for the business. Whether that's good overall is a separate question. But how much of Trump's administrative changes can be attributed to the short-term gains of the markets, it's difficult, if not impossible, to isolate that variable and say, you know, it's done this much percent of the growth. My speculation, though, is that what we're seeing in the markets is not a result of U.S. politics. You could justify that by saying markets have grown outside the U.S. as well as inside. I think it's really better viewed as U.S. politics is allowing this strong growth in U.S. markets rather than saying it's the source of that growth.
Chaz Holder with Holder Wealth Management with us today. What about the tax plan? How do you think that might impact the markets?
Question of the moment. The general layout of the tax proposal is that taxes on corporations are cut, and this tax cut must be paid for by other changes in the tax law. These are aptly called pay-fors. Mm-hmm. So these pay-fors come in the form of cut itemized deductions. For example, a cap on the amount of mortgage interest we can deduct, the elimination of the state income tax deduction, eliminating real estate tax deductions, and so on. Immediately, I think that if this tax proposal becomes law, it'll have a positive effect on businesses, right? So decreasing the taxes helps increase the bottom line. But the real question is how these various pay-fors will affect the American taxpayers, more specifically their spending and consumption habits, over a longer period of time. Now, my gut tells me that the markets will like this new tax legislation, so you'll see kind of a bump when it gets passed, like the markets like the deregulation that's happening kind of quietly. Long term, though, you know, I hope that it benefits the American people, spurring corporate activity and economic production. But, you know, really, there's no way to tell unless we have that crystal ball that we all want.
Good stuff today on politics, tax reform, and the markets. Anybody wants to get in contact with you, find out more, learn more, or, you know, just maybe take a second look as we get towards the end of the year, how do we get in contact?
Yes, give us a call, Holder Wealth Management, 398-4015. We invite you to come meet. We're here in Champaign, offer no-cost initial consultations.
Okay, Chaz Holder, Holder Wealth Management. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Jim.